June 26, Utahns in the 1st Congressional District will go to the polls for the Democratic primary, which will decide between Park City resident Donna McAleer or Weber County native Ryan Combe. The winner will face Republican incumbent Bob Bishop, representative of the 1st Congressional District since 2003. While both candidates have similar concerns over issues such as not becoming a career politician, it is their differences that voters are paying attention to. McAleer has had many different experiences, from managing a not-for-profit clinic designed to help those without insurance in Summit County to serving as an Army officer in Germany after graduating from West Point.
Missing are people with practical, proven leadership. Missing are this whole diversity of perspective who have practical, grounded experience in finding real long-term solutions to problems. And that's what I believe I bring. I've been a leader in the corporate sector, leading a multi-million-dollar global logistics business, having to build that from the ground up. I've worked on healthcare issues as a not-for-profit leader, developing and strengthening a clinic for people who don't have insurance. I've been a coach of high school girls volleyball. And in the military, as an officer, we're focused on mission. That's what matters, not your background, not where you come from, not your orientation, but can you get the job done, which is what our government needs.
McAleer's professional and military experiences has made keeping Hill Air Force Base a viable employer and part of the nation's national security a top priority.
Hill is one of the top three employers in this state. Not only is it critical to our state economy, it's critical to our national security. Department of Defense is reducing its budget and is only one of three maintenance depots across the country. Hill has a direct impact on our national security. You know, you've got the 25,000 plus people who work directly at Hill. It's critical to our economy.
Two related issues for McAleer are bringing around policies that reintegrate veterans back into civilian life, as well as implementing a more simple and fair tax code that will stimulate the economy. For Combe, the most important issue is higher education, especially since he is a father of young children and says he will be dealing with the issue for many years to come, and since he himself is still paying off student loans.
I think it is a tragedy that this last generation is the first generation in the history of our state where we're actually graduating fewer people from college than the national average. I think it is terrible, the expense of college, the lack of accessibility that it has gotten to where people that want to actually go to college and improve their circumstances at this point are having a very hard time. And if a lot of the policies that are going through, policies like my opponent Rob Bishop supports, we're looking at losing close to $500 billion in Pell Grants. We're looking at student interest rates on student loans going through the roof. These are the types of things that are going to continue to impede kids from going to school. They're going to impede us from growing economically in this state and in this country, because who's going to want to open a business in this state if they can't have people with college degrees to go and work there?
Combe says he hopes the country will come to realize that putting dollars into higher education is not simply throwing money at a problem, but rather an investment that will come back twofold. The two Democratic candidates are scheduled to have a debate in Cache County June 14th at 5 p.m., which will be at the Logan High School. To hear more of the interview with these candidates, visit upr.org. I'm Story Powell, reporting for Utah Public Radio.